And our state capitol report continues now. We switch topics from right to try to new overtime pay legislation. A couple of Wisconsin Democratic legislators recently introduced a bill that would update the state's overtime pay law to bring it in line with both the current cost of living and existing salaries. We will talk with one of the authors of this legislation and wonder what you think. Do you think that Wisconsin should update its overtime pay rules? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Let me welcome in our next guest. State Representative Corey Mason joins us. He is a Democratic representative from Racine. He is author of this legislation that updates Wisconsin's overtime pay law. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
Good to have you with us. So set the scene for us. What's wrong with Wisconsin's existing overtime pay law?
Well, it's entirely out of date. It hasn't really been updated since 1977. So you know, in 1977, they said, you know, salaried workers making more than $9,000 a year would be considered white collar and not subject to time and a half. Well, I think $9,000 went a lot further in 1977 than it does today. And, you know, virtually that sort of phases everybody out. Under Wisconsin law, very few salaried workers I know of make less than $9,000. The federal government provides some relief. Their baseline for overtime pay is people making less than $23,000, but that's still way out of date. And so the idea behind it is that for a lot of people who are on salary positions, they're asked to work far beyond the 40 hours a week. And these aren't people who are senior managers or people that are doing high-level administrative work. These are oftentimes normal, ordinary working-class folks who are asked to work in many times far beyond 40 hours a week, and they're sometimes avoiding, employers are sometimes avoiding paying time and a half by simply classifying people as salaried workers.
Yeah. Is this, Representative Mason, something like the federal overtime rules that the Obama administration had tried to put into place, but then were, I believe, stopped by a court?
Yeah, it is. I mean, unfortunately, we've heard the Trump administration has said that this is something they want to roll back. The courts put a stop to it. And what they're basically saying is, look, what's the federal role in this? And so it's unclear what's going to happen in Washington. I don't know that we're going to be able to count on people in Washington coming through to help people with overtime pay if they're salaried workers. But it is clear that Wisconsin has a statute and that states have the ability to do this themselves, which is why Senator Hansen and I sort of took this up as an opportunity to update our very much outdated statute. This would affect more than 80,000 workers here in Wisconsin and raises the threshold to just over 50,000 a year. So it would really put us back in line with what the legislation was intended to do in the 70s, which sadly hasn't been updated since then. I mean, I think we hear from people, and I think the last election reflected this, I mean, people are working harder economically. They're putting in more hours. They're trying really hard to get in the middle class, but they seem to be falling further and further behind. And, you know, we're a state that between 2000 and 2013, people lost in median household income almost $9,000 or 15% of their wages. This would be a way for people who make, you know, $20,000, $30,000, $40,000 a year who are salaried employees to actually be compensated for the work that they do beyond 40 hours a week.
Yeah. What about the possible adverse effect on an employee? Maybe an employer is just going to say, you know what, you got to get this done in 40 hours or you're in trouble.
Yeah, I mean, I think that what we've got to be able to do is recognize that work has value, right? And I think most people like that idea, that if you work hard, you should get an honest day's pay for an honest day's work. And for a lot of times, you know, in the 70s and 80s, 40 hours a week was really considered the norm. Today, you hear more than most salaried employees say they work far beyond 40 hours a week. Some of them, almost 20% of them, say they work nearly 60 hours a week. And so if we're going to have a society that values work and then also values families and people's times, we should compensate people for the time that they do over and above 40 hours. And it might require employers to become more efficient with their employees and manage them better and make sure that that work can get done. It might mean that they have to hire more employees instead of relying on a few people to work, you know, 60 hours a week. Maybe they need to hire somebody else. But those are all things that are sort of rules of the road that people should be abiding by in the economy. And one of the things that I think government has a role to do is to sort of, put the rules down so that everybody's treated fairly. So I'm sure if employers could, there are some who would just have people work 80 hours a week and not compensate them fairly for it. What this bill acknowledges is, you know, at both the state and federal level, we haven't updated these statutes for a long time. And what's happened is people are, instead of paying people hourly, there's a temptation to make people salaried employees and then make them work far beyond 40 hours a week. This just acknowledges the value of that work and allows people to be compensated fairly for the work that they do.
Yeah, and so remind us again, what is the salary level that your bill would set, and what else would this bill do?
Yeah, so right now it says that the current law under Wisconsin is that anybody making more than $9,000 a year who's salaried is considered exempt from having to be paid overtime. $9,000 is a very low threshold. It's actually less than minimum wage if they were working full time. So it's a pretty low bar. Our bill would raise that to administrative workers that are making $970 a week, which roughly translates to just over $50,000 a year. So that's a bill that would affect more than 80,000 Wisconsin workers, and it puts it really at a place where a lot of these things really need to be updated regularly, either by the legislature acting more frequently or indexing these things into the statute so that it can't be that 40 years pass before these things are addressed.
We are talking with State Representative Corey Mason from Racine about the bill that he is co-authoring with Democratic State Senator Dave Hansen of Green Bay. It would, raise the bar when it, the salary level as to when an employee in Wisconsin deserves overtime pay. Do you think that Wisconsin's overtime pay law should be updated, and why or why not? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This is our State Capitol Report. I'm Joy Cardine, talking in this segment of our State Capitol Report about legislation that would update Wisconsin's overtime pay law. Our guest is Democratic State Representative Corey Mason from Racine, who is authoring this bill that would update the overtime pay law. And we are welcoming your questions. We will welcome your experiences, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. In an email, Tracy says, just days before the Obama regulations were supposed to go into effect last year, my son's employer switched him and many others to hourly. In doing so, the employer gave them an average hourly pay from his current salary divided by the hours he had been working. They then also told them that overtime would not be tolerated except in special circumstances. The end result was an almost $5,000 a year pay cut. Well, how do we guard against that, Representative Mason?
It doesn't sound very fair at all. I mean, look, the idea behind this is right now less than 11% of salaried workers qualify for overtime pay, right? When this was first in effect in 1975, when the $9,000 standard was set in place, 65% of salaried workers earned time and a half pay. Now, so certainly the idea is that we value the work that people do, And that if they're going to work beyond 40 hours a week, they're fairly compensated for it. Now, it sounds like the listener's email has an employer that's using the proposed federal rule as a ruse to pay people less. But on the other hand, if they are thinking about keeping workers at 40 hours and being cognizant about that, it doesn't mean you should have to pay them any less, but it does mean that their time is their own then, right? That they have time to spend with their families or to pursue other things and aren't necessarily beholden to people expecting them to come in on the weekends or stay very late. There was a Gallup poll last year that found out that salaried Americans work an average of 47 hours a week, with 18% of them working more than 60 hours a week. And that's just an unfair expectation to have of people who are salaried employees, almost one in five, working more than 60 hours a week if they're not being fairly compensated for that time. So, employers shouldn't use this as a ruse to pay people less. It sets a standard that was around for a long time under the Fair Labor Standards Act and Wisconsin's equivalent that, look, you know, some people are going to be exempt if they are, you know, officers of a company or some other high-ranking official in a company. They're going to be exempt for this rules, but normal rank-and-file workers should be paid time and a half, whether they're paid hourly or paid on a salaried position.
We are talking with State Representative Corey Mason, wondering if do you make less than $50,000 a year? Are you a salaried employee who works more than 40 hours a week? Would you like to get overtime? Do you think you deserve overtime? Would you support this legislation that would require overtime for you? Or not. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. This legislation apparently was first introduced in 2015 by Democratic State Senator Julie Lassa of Stevens Point and Democratic Representative Andy Jorgensen of Milton, but it did not move forward, apparently. Do you think that it has any better chance this time around?
Well, I mean, I would just say this. There's a conservative point of view that these are things that should only be handled at the state level, that the federal government shouldn't play this role, that states should play this role. And, you know, whether you agree with that or disagree with that, then this is the conservatives' opportunity to actually make good on that view and actually take up the cause of making sure that 80,000 people in Wisconsin are paid fairly for the work that they do over and above 40 hours a week. So it's our hope that if they really believe in the state's rights approach to making sure that people are paid fairly, they'll listen. The other thing that I really hope, I mean, regardless of where you came down in November's election, I think what we heard from people over and over again is that they feel like they are working harder but falling further and further behind. In real dollars, that's certainly the case here in Wisconsin, wages falling almost $9,000 in 13 years in Wisconsin is a real, and that's not adjusted for inflation, that's in real terms. So people are working hard, they're trying to achieve the American dream, and they just want to be treated fairly in our economy. Well, part of that are rules like this that basically says, look, you can't exploit workers and expect them to work 60 hours a week or 50 hours a week and not pay them for their time over 40 hours a week. This would be a way that that people could, it's the difference between people getting into the middle class or not in some cases. And these are the sorts of policies that we should be championing. And if Republicans want to do this at the state level, well, here's their chance.
Let's go to the phones. Robert in Lake Geneva is with us. Hi, Robert.
Good morning, Joy. Good morning to your guest. I had a question about the difference between being paid as hourly salary, and then will the salary exempt and salary non-exempt? I was just wondering how that plays into the bill that your guest is proposing.
Yeah, so it's really the bill doesn't address hourly wages at all. It just exempts the salaried exempt versus non-exempt. So the exempt level was set in 1975 in the state at $9,000. It basically set this bright line that says if you're under $9,000 and salary, you still get time and a half. But if you're over, you do not. It hasn't been changed since then. So it's been 40 years since that standard has been changed. That's a lot. It's a lot less money these days. than it was then. So what our bill does is it mirrors in some ways the federal recommendations and says, you know, really that should be a higher level. So if you make more than $50,440 a year or $970 a week in weekly terms, you can be exempt. But if you make less than that, you need to be paid time and a half for the work that you do.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Robert. Let's go to Ricardo in Racine. Hi, Ricardo.
Good morning. I'd basically like to compliment Corey Mason, who is our representative from Racine. You know, he's on the water issue, the Great Lakes, but after Act 10 and against unions and salaries and that, I think this is just fair, and I really want to say thank you, Corey.
Oh, well, thank you, Ricardo. Thank you very much.
You won't debate with that.
I won't.
Let's go to Scott in Eau Claire next. Hi, Scott.
Hi, good morning. I was just wondering how this is going to affect employers. I know my mother, she is salary, and then a couple, I know some people at my employer are salary, and they are already compensated, knowing full well that there's going to be periods of overtime, and they are already compensated that through their salary. They make quite a bit more than people of similar jobs in the area.
But they still make under 50,000, Scott?
They are over 50,000.
Well, then they won't be affected, right, Representative?
No, I'm sorry. They're just under 50,000.
Oh, okay.
I mean, are they going to, I mean, honestly, a business can't, I mean, they've already paid up front for that.
You know, what if an employer is figuring the possible longer hours in the salary, Representative Mason?
Yeah, I mean, again, the standard is in place for a reason. So if they want to do adjust salaries accordingly to reflect the hours that are actually being worked, they're certainly free and capable of being able to do that. But it does basically say it specifically says if you're at $970 a week or more, or $50,000 a year or more, if you work more than 40 hours a week, you ought to be paid time and a half. And, you know, there may be some employers who are factoring that in as they do that. There's certainly nothing that prohibits them under current law from calculating it that way. So they could continue to do that. That certainly wouldn't prohibit them from doing that. There's nothing in this bill that would prohibit, by the way, employers for paying time and a half to salaried workers who make over $50,000 a year. It just says that if you make less than that, that you're no longer exempt from being a white-collar worker. Yeah. Under the overtime pay laws, and you have to be paid time and a half for work over 40 hours a week.
An employer could, Scott mentioned his mom, up her beyond 50,000 if he said she was just under it, and then would not be subject to this new rule.
Right. If you're making over $50,440 a year, which is $970 a week, you would be exempt from. Yeah. The time and a half rule. So, you know, I mean, and again, even when the federal law was being discussed, I know in talking to some employers here, they were moving salaried workers' pay up in some ways as a consideration for this if they thought that their work was going to include more than 40 hours a week and acknowledging that. So it's even the federal rule before it was stayed by the federal courts and now opposed by the Trump administration had people evaluating what they were paying salaried workers and in some cases having them act proactively and raise wages, which is great. That's exactly the kind of conversation and activity that we want to spur here, either pay people fairly or move their wages up so that they're exempt. But either way, you know, people who are working 50, 60 hours a week should be paid fairly for the time that they do over 40 hours a week. It's how we get people into the middle class in this country.
David in Kenosha is with us now. Hi, David.
Hey, how are you?
Good. We're very short on time. Can you make your point brief?
Yes. But for your guest, I really want to ask if we are paying a salary report employee as a business owner $50,000 a year, and if they work over 40 hours in a week, we have to pay
We missed your last point. You're breaking up, David. What was the question?
If I'm a business owner and I'm paying a salaried employee about $50,000 a year, and if that same salary employee works over 40 hours, we should pay them time and a half. At the same time, if they work 30 hours, should we pay them less?
No. So what it says, if you're more than $50,440 a year, they're exempt from the overtime rules, right? But for a long time in this country and in this state, under the Fair Labor Standards Act, if you work 40 hours a week, you get paid an hourly wage. If you work above that, you get paid time and a half. It's been something that we've done to acknowledge the work and the time that workers put into this country so that they're compensated fairly for the work that they do and that they're not exploited for their time. And what we find is there's 80,000 Wisconsinites who are salaried, who make less than $50,000 a year, who would be affected by moving this way. I mean, the bottom line about this is, in the economy, people are working harder and falling further and further behind. And one way we can acknowledge that people need a chance to get ahead, that the middle
class. We're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much for being with us, Corey Mason, State Representative from Racine.